Vegan equals love in action.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
మా కార్యక్రమాలు అందజేస్తున్నాయి అనేక భాషలలో. దయచేసి చూడండి suprememastertv.com/schedule.
So even I work with the heavens to put the that rescue area there, like a refugee camp outside of the black hole. That's for the hell beings who ever can. Just one split nanosecond, remember God. Or remember the saints, or repentant, or calling for help. Then we can use that raft, yeah, to take them up to that area.
Thank you, Master.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English
with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis,
also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean,
Malay,
Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Assalamu alaikum
means peace be upon you in Pashto, one of the official languages of Afghanistan. My name is Zari. The good-hearted people of Afghanistan are touched by your caring love for all humans and animals alike. The South Central Asian country of Afghanistan is blessed with an abundance of natural beauty. Mountainous areas abound, including the majestic snow-capped Hindu Kush Range, along with vast plains and the sapphire blue lakes of Bandi Amir National Park. In the mountain valleys, Afghanistan's fertile fields provide ample harvests of fruits and nuts, many of which are known across the globe. Afghan saffron has also been ranked the best in the world. The African government has made wildlife conservation a priority, with 8 national parks designated as protected regions. Wakhan National Park in the northeast occupies an entire 10,950 square kilometers of land, while Bamyan Plateau Protective Area spans more than 4,200 square kilometers. These pristine regions offer natural homes for the endangered Persian leopard, the boreal owl, and the native African snowfinch, among many others. Afghanistan's rich cultural heritage has always appreciated beauty through spirituality and the arts. The Blue Mosque in the city of Mazar-e-Sharif is an example of art that honors the divine in a reverence place of worship. The building's shimmering walls are covered with gleaming shades of blue and turquoise towers, in a truly uplifting sight to behold. We appreciate sharing glimpses of heritage-rich Afghanistan with you jolly viewers. We wish that your heartfelt prayers for everlasting peace become a reality.
For decades, Supreme Master Chin Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshiped world honored one, Sakyamuni Buddha, the worshiped son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sheikh Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Chin Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Chin Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Chin Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Chin Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Goosey Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavira Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Chin Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds.
etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, Vegan Food Companies, Vegan Fur Products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 5 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15, 2021.
And then I remember the film that we saw, the Astro City?
Yes.
Yes. Remember when the good saintly beings came to that desperate doctor who just died? Yeah?
Yes.
And laying there, at last he prayed to God. He said, somebody help me in the name of God, for the love of God. And then they came. And then there were many of these astral beings, very ugly and aggressive and trying to scare them and all that. And then the saintly being from this astral city, he extended his hands, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, extended his hand to those lowly beings as if saying, come with me, I will take you also to heaven, to the astral city. But the astral beings, the fighty ones, the aggressive ones, they just stepped back. They were kind of a surprise at his friendly gesture in response to their aggressiveness. They were harassing that doctor and all that, the just newly died doctor. So the saint just extended his hand as if, come with me, I will take you also. Well, they did not.
Yes.
They know, these astral beings, they know who they are. They know the saints. But still didn't come with him immediately, did not, stepped back. And just went back to their usual place, usual level, where they drink the muddy water. I don't see any water, it's just mud. At least it's wet, so they call that water, and they're fighting for that even. Even for us humans, we don't drink mud, but they have to, because there's their hell like that. And they don't even come to the saints. They know who they are. The astral know that they are the saints and they can take them to heaven, but they refuse to go. You see that?
Yes. Mm.
So I was thinking to myself, maybe I should behave that way too. I've been extending my hands for decades, and if it didn't work, then it did not work. But my heart cannot be satisfied with that. So it is my sentiment, it's my, you know, I'm born like that. I can't help it. So even I work with the heavens to put the that rescue area there, like a refugee camp outside of the black hole. That's for the hell beings, whoever can. Just one split nanosecond, remember God, or remember the saints, or repentant, or calling for help. Then we can use that raft, yeah, to take them up to that area.
Wow. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
And then slowly, of course, we bring them up to higher area, heavens. Even without higher heavens, they will be feeling good. For example, I call it the hell heaven, the heaven that I made for the extra repentant zealous demons. Yes?
Yes.
They are between the third and the fourth level in these buffer zones. But that means they're outside of the three worlds. They're liberated. Do you understand?
Yes.
The three worlds are the areas that will be destroyed one day and redone anew, you know, whenever the Big Bang comes?
Yes, Master.
Whenever all the three worlds are destroyed, after a while it rests for a long time and then the energy busts up forth again to recreate new things, new planets, new planes of existence, yeah? But the three worlds will be destroyed, like the astral world, the second world, the Brahma world.
Yes, Master.
Of course, not to talk about our planet, it's not forever. But they are outside of the three worlds. They will have no suffering, no want of anything. So it's very heaven already. Do you understand me?
Yes, Master.
Even though for you, my so-called disciples, the third world is nothing, yeah? Above the third world buffer zone is nothing. But for them, it's big heavens.
Yes, Master.
All right, we talk a lot, eh? You always make me talk a lot. I don't know how you do that. You're powerful. You make me work with all these wires and stuff and, you know, instruments all over. And I still do it. Yeah, but it's not just for you, it's for the world, okay?
Yes, Master.
As long as I'm still on the planet, I'm doing my job. I mean, what I want to do. What I want to do to help the world as much as I can, okay?
Yes, thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Even though some might not take my hand, but some might.
Yes, Master.
So now what next? You want to hear stories?
Yes.
Or you want any more questions? By the way, yeah? Your questions are more important than the stories. Stories don't go away. Any more questions?
Master, you mentioned a red black hole?
Uh-huh.
What is that, Master?
You didn't see the photo that the scientist took? Not red black hole. There is energy, aggressive energy. It manifests as red light, okay? Just a red bunch of energy, red. And the golden one that added onto it, that is a rescue refugee camp.
Oh.
Yeah, when the hell person is rescued and brought up there first, like a convalescent, like to recover for a while first, before they can go further anywhere else, higher up.
Yes.
Just like you're sick, okay? The hell person, when they come up, they're still sick. They're still not normal because of so much suffering, so much frightening experience, so much torture for their psyche. They don't have the physical body, but their astral body feels pain, scared, fearful, just the same.
Yes, Master.
So that golden light is a refuge area for them to recover. outside of that red zone, okay? The black hole is black inside, but outside, because their energy is so strong, it was fought out like a red ring around it. You have not seen that photo?
Yes.
Some of you have, huh? Yes. If you work on Noteworthy News, you will see it. Okay, never mind. You have to retrace it and have a look at it. Nowadays, the scientists are phenomenal. They even can take that photograph from thousands or hundreds of thousands or million light years away.
Yes.
It's incredible already. It's just the meaning they do not understand. But they see the photo. Okay, they can take the photograph. This is already very, very, very miraculous. Very miraculous for me. I feel they are awesome. Okay, huh? Yes. All right.
Master, in some of the black holes, you see like an energy kind of shooting out from the black hole as well. What is that?
What is that then? Need you to ask me? Huh? What kind of light did you see that shoot out? What color?
Blue, like light blue.
Light blue.
Yeah.
And what else?
Golden, white.
Uh-huh, okay. The golden and the white are the souls who has been pulled out.
Wow.
Okay? And the blue, it depends on what kind of blue. Also, maybe these are from the saints. They pull them out. The light of the saints, the light of heavens, that pull these souls out, rescue them, okay?
Wow.
Got that?
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
My God, the scientists nowadays, they are so awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
It's incredible.
Okay, all right. Did I answer your question?
Yes, Master, thank you.
You happy with it?
Yes, Master.
Good. Then it's good. At least we have some pictures so that you can imagine what it's like, okay? If I just talk and there's no proof or no physical evidence, maybe harder for you to understand. Okay, good. Any other?
No, Master.
No, Master.
No? Good. Then I will tell you a story, okay, huh?
Yes, Master.
Remember, it's just stories. They're just stories. There are two stories. One story is about the ants and Moses, and one story about the Ten Commandments. Which one do you want to hear?
Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments?
Yes, Master.
Perfect. Boys also?
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
Good, yes. Okay, I guess you know already. In Buddhism, we also have Ten Commandments for higher practitioners. For normal people, for lay people, only five. The five precepts that I have mentioned at the time of initiation, okay?
Yes, yes.
It is similar to the Ten Commandments here, which is, extracted from the Bible, the Holy Bible. Okay, Moses went to Sinai Mountain, and then he entered those very thick bushes where the fire and the cloud is supposed to be where God appeared to him. And then he listened to God with all his heart. God told him thus, "You go back to tell your people these commandments that I will tell you right now. I am the one who took you out of Egypt and freed you from the slavery there. Number one, you will not worship other deities or God before me. Means God is the only one. They should only worship God. Understand, yeah?
Yes.
And then the second, you will not make any statues of any of these deities or similar like that, either within the sky or under the earth. You will not bow down or worship these statues that symbolize those deities. Eh? Because I am your God. I am a jealous God. I guess it's just a kind of translation. God is not jealous. if it's a real God, the high God, is not jealous. It's just that you should not worship God and lower deities. You see what I'm saying? Yeah?
Yes. Yes, Master.
And even making statues out of them to worship them, and that's a no-no. That's idolatry. They call it, right?
Yes, yes, Master.
No good. Number three, God transmitted the Ten Commandments to Moses. Okay, this is a number three. The third commandment is, you will not call the name of God aloud. Well, we don't, right?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
After initiation, you repeat the name of God and relate it to God only in silence and use the tongue of the mind to repeat when you need to and during meditation. It's the same, right? Remember?
Yes, yes, Master.
So this is a thing that God has even told Moses, I guess, to give him initiation and then give him these Ten Commandments. And whoever has initiation with Moses later on will have to do the same. Keep the commandments and do not recite the names of God or relate it under God to anyone or without any reason. Yes. Like the last time we talked about another story, only the high priest will refer to God's name on that special day only, in a special room, special chamber in the temple. Just like when we give initiation, we go into the special place, you know, any quiet, private place, yeah?
Yes, Master.
In our ashram and to give the initiation.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
And then you will learn to repeat the name of God only at that time. And afterward, you repeat in silence, yeah, with the tongue of the mind and with the soul. Okay. All right, that's number three.
Wonderful viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 5 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is multi-part series on ancient predictions about our planet, Prophecy of the Golden Age, Part 144, The Return of the King, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May Allah guide your souls on the true path of spiritual advancement.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.